Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I get asked this all the time. How do I find new customers? How do I grow my list? How do I find people who are not already in my world? How do I find them? Well, today we're going to talk about that. You're going to be like, what, Rachel? Seriously, I have to do this. But yes, you do, because it's literally going to change your business. Okay. But before we dive into that, I hope that you are well. I hope things are going swimmingly for you in your business. If they're not, just hang in there, because you know what? I'm going to be real with y'all. These past few weeks for me have been a struggle. And you know how much I hate to use that word, struggle. But it's all been mindset. Yeah. I think if I'm going to be a coach for myself or to myself, I'm going to coach myself. I would say it's because I've been putting a lot of pressure on myself to excel in certain areas. And what I'm finding and what I've taught you guys is that when you put pressure on yourself, everything seems harder. So I was talking to my daughter, actually, Caroline, my 15-year-old. She's writing an essay, or she's writing a story, actually. And they had to pick a topic, and she decided to write about her hero. And she's writing about my father-in-law. He was in the military, and he flew planes, and he ended up having to eject during a practice run one time, and he got injured. And so she just is writing to her. She very much feels like he is a hero. And so she wants to write about that. But she came home yesterday and she's like, Mom, I don't know what I'm going to write. Like, I'm feeling so stressed about this. It's due on whatever date. And I have only started the introduction and it's already so long. And I don't know. I feel overwhelmed. And I was like, well, part of it is because you're feeling so much pressure. She has put so much pressure on herself, because my husband is so excited about this, because, you know, obviously he adores his dad and thinks this is great. And my father-in-law is very like moved and touched that she wants to write about him. So she's feeling this pressure to excel and to succeed and do a good job. And I said, Caroline, you have to try and remove that emotional piece of it, which is a very grown-up thing to do. And so it's going to be hard, but it's because you're so connected to this and because you are so emotionally invested that's why it's hard for you. And I realized that I'm also putting a lot of pressure on myself to perform, to succeed. And I would imagine you might be as well. If you ever feel like you go blank when you go to create content, or you go blank when you have to say something to someone about the business or whatever it is, and you just go blank, it's because you're emotionally invested. You're putting so much pressure on yourself. So I'm going to encourage you in those situations to just kind of back off and imagine what you would do, or think about what you would do if you didn't have the pressure. And see if that works, because I guarantee you that is something that is getting in the way, is the pressure we put on ourselves. And so for me personally, I've had to step back and go, okay, Rach, like, there's no pressure here. There's no pressure. What do you want to post? What do you want to share? What do you want to say? All right. So today we're going to talk about how to attract new people to your business, to your world. And I have talked about this before. In fact, I've talked about it many times, and I don't feel like I've talked about it recently. So we're diving in. You guys, email. E-mail. I know. Oh, goodness. Email can feel so overwhelming. It can feel so overwhelming, but you guys, it doesn't have to be. It can be very simple, and we're going to simplify it today. So now this doesn't mean that you're just going to create, send emails out to everyone all the time. That's not what we're talking about. But we are going to use email as a tool. But the most important piece of this is to create a freebie. I want you to create a guide. I want you to create a guide about something that you can teach someone that's going to be valuable. Like your ideal customer, this is something she struggles with, and this is something that you can solve. So it might be like three secrets to getting better skin without going under the knife, or three secrets to a healthier body without having to diet. Or do you see what I'm doing here? The three secrets, like three, use that. Use that for your guide. Okay. I like using the numbers three and five. So it could be five secrets or three secrets. And you're literally just going to create it in like Canva. It doesn't have to be super long. And if you want an example of what a freebie looks like, you can go to rachelaperry.com/no-parties and you'll get a freebie and from me. And you'll see the landing page, and then you'll get it in your email. And you'll see what it looks like. And it's totally free. It's me giving you information to help you build your business to making 3 to 5K a month without having to rely on parties. So, what is something you can do right now? What can you create a guide for your ideal customer? Maybe it's three secrets to looking put together in 10 minutes or less. Maybe you sell jewelry. Maybe it's three recipes guaranteed to be loved by your kids or something like that. Like literally just put that together. It shouldn't take a long time. Then you're going to create a landing page. And if you want more information on how to do this, I have a whole course on that. It's short, it's sweet. It's like literally just message me the word email and I will send it over. I will let you know the details on that. But it's just this short little tiny course that helps you figure out how to create a freebie and how to create a landing page. That's when I say email. All that's done inside of like an email platform like Flowdesk or ConvertKit. Okay, some people use ActiveCampaign. This is a business tool you need in your business. If you're serious about taking your business to the next level and you're serious about creating a business where you bring in that 3 to 5K, you've got to have this. You've got to have some kind of a guide, freebie, something. So you have this landing page. And then what happens is the way you set it up is once people give you their emails, you're going to share the link to where it is. All right, there'll be a link. Like I told you, rachelaperry.com/no-parties. That's the link to my landing page. Then someone puts in their email and then it's automatically sent to them. You set it up in the back end. I promise you it's not that complicated. And then you automatically send it to them. And then you've added people to your list. Now, what do you do with this? How do you get this out there? You've created it, but who's going to get it? How are you going to find the people? This is the point, Rachel. How do I get new people? Well, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to be really consistent and you're going to show up everywhere and you're going to talk about it everywhere. No, you do not need to climb up on the roof of your house and shout it from the rooftops. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But let's think social media. Where could we do it? Live, going live on Facebook, going live on Instagram. When you go live, you can talk. So let's say your guide is three ways to look put together in 10 minutes or less. So what you're going to do is you are then going to go live with the topic, three ways to look put together in 10 minutes or less. Okay. And you're going to talk about it. And during that live, you're going to say, listen, I have created a guide for you so you don't have to rewatch this video every time you're trying to look put together. I've created a guide. You can just download it right now, get your hands on it, and you put the link in the comments or even in the description. Go on Instagram Live, do the same thing, and then go live again like the next day or 2 days later or 3 days later, and then do it again. And here's the thing, you might be like, Rachel, that's annoying. Like, people are going to get so tired of me talking about this. No, they're not, because you're not going to have the same people every time. You're not. That just is what it is. Like, you might have a few of the same people, but you're not going to have a ton of the same people. The thing is when you go live, and I would, you know, if you're doing the same topic, you could change it a little bit. You could be like, my top three secrets for looking put together for the busy mom. You're changing it a little bit, but you're basically talking about the same thing. And I think this all the time. Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally talk about how to find your ideal customer all the time. But the reality is you're probably not hearing it all the time, right? Because you aren't watching every single thing I put out there. You're not seeing all my posts. You're not seeing all my podcast. Well, hopefully you're listening to all my podcasts. But all of these things are happening. All these things, I'm doing them, but you're not seeing all of them. So just know that when you go live on Facebook or live on Instagram or live on YouTube or whatever, everyone, the same people aren't going to see it over and over and over again. And even what you can do is, and I'm big on repurposing. So if you go live on Facebook, then you can download it and upload it to YouTube and you have it on YouTube. That's another way you're getting it out there, and put it in your description. Put it in the description that people can get this by clicking this link. But what else could you do? You could do a Facebook post. You could do a Facebook post. You can do an Instagram post. You could put it on Pinterest. You can, how many are we up to? So we have Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube, Instagram post, Facebook post, Pinterest. Then why not create a reel about it? Create a reel and a TikTok. Listen, please hear me when I say that I don't think that you have to be on all platforms. But when we are looking to get reach and grow our list and get more people, we're using this one thing. We're using this one tool to get more people. One, like, you could only have to create this guide one time and you can create so much content from that one guide. We've got 8 ways already that we can put it out there. Okay, let's come up with 2 more. Another thing that you can do is share it with you. This is a little weird, but share it with your current list. Give it to your current list. Now, yes, they're already on your list, but this is recreating, like, it's giving, you're giving them something free and something valuable, and they're going to go, okay. Yes, ma'am, I want to know 3 ways that I can look put together in 10 minutes or less. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you so much. This is awesome. You're building that relationship, and that's so important. So important. You don't want the relationship to just be a take on your end. You want it to be a give. So how can you serve your ideal customer even more? Now, I will say this. I think it's really, really, really important for you to talk about it in so many different ways. Think about how you can plug it into conversations. Think about how you can put it out there. If you have parties, talk about it at parties. This is key. You've got to talk about it all the time. Have it in the link in your bio. I know a lot of people use Linktree and they use things where they can put multiple links. I think it's really important for you to have that right there. Put it on Facebook in your bio. Like, it should be where people can find it. If you have a business page, make sure that it's available there. I think we've gone beyond 10 ways. This is how you're going to grow your list. And remember, you're going to be consistently talking about it, but talk about it in different ways. You don't have to share. I'm not saying share the exact same post every single day. I'm not saying share the exact same live every single day. But what I am saying is share it often, rearrange the words, talk about it in a different way. If you can't figure out what to say differently, put it into ChatGPT to get some ideas. You can do this. You just have to be willing to do it. So the first step is to create a guide. 3 secrets to blank without blank, or 3 ways to blank without blank, whatever. What is it that they need? What is it that they want? Then you're going to create a landing page. And if you're curious about this, just message me, email at Rachel A. Perry, and I will send you the information on how to do that. And then the third is putting it everywhere. And we listed a lot and I don't have them written down, but let's see if I can remember them all. Do a Facebook Live, Instagram Live, download that video, upload it to YouTube. You can, I'm not going to remember all of these. You can create a reel. Okay, you can do an Instagram post, a Facebook post, put it on Pinterest, put it at the link in your bio, send it to your email list. And I think I had a 10th one and I don't remember what it was. I think I had actually more than 10. But those are the ways that you are going to grow your list, and don't stop talking about it. Also, really quickly, in your freebie, in that guide, on the last page, have a link to where they can learn more. I don't think I would totally or only link your catalog, because I feel like, but absolutely link your catalog or your website, I should say, more likely your website. But also, how can they learn more? Do you want them to join your group? What are they going to get from joining your group? Would they, do you have a video on YouTube or on Facebook or somewhere where they can refer to even more information? Give them ways to get in touch with you even more. You can do this. You've got this, my friend. Let's do it. Are we ready? Let's do this. Tell me what your freebie is. I want to know. I want to know. If you don't know what to create for a freebie, reach out to me. Y'all, I love having conversations with you at Rachel A. Perry on Instagram, or even on Facebook at Rachel Adam Perry. But find me. Let's hang out. Let's talk. All right. Listen, have an incredible week. I love your face, and I'll talk to you soon.
That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?